This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
So $50,000 a month for Hunter Biden. Now, just let's focus on that for a second. Let's just go step aside from impeachment and everything like this and just go to Joe Biden's big problem here, because it's a big problem. Remember, it was over the summer when New Yorker, which is a magazine, put out a story about Hunter Biden and all the problems associated with Hunter Biden. So everybody's got the, you know, the kid in the family who is the troublemaker. Or the presidential candidate who had the brother who's the problem. You remember with Bill Clinton, his brother Roger, Jimmy Carter had a brother problem. There's always like a family member issue sometimes with candidates. And over the summer, the media, not conservative media, I want to point out, but the media was making a big deal out of Hunter Biden. All right, Hunter. The fact that Hunter Biden had all kinds of issues, not just money problems, but lady problems, too. All right. He liked the ladies, And the story of all these weird consulting gigs that he had. Now, at the time, this was all done because they wanted to stop Joe Biden. So New Yorker, Slate, Daily Beast, Mother Jones, all these lefty pubs writing all this stuff about, well, they're not publications, they're online zines, whatever the hell that is. All of these things, right, were done to stop Joe Biden from becoming the nominee. Now, if you bring up Hunter Biden, you're criticizing a grieving father who already lost a child and blah. You know what I'm saying? Like, now you can't do any of those things. Now you're bringing up Hunter Biden. The man's already suffered. He's a grieving father and a widower. And you're bringing up his child and this is off limits. What? No. All this stuff came out because there were publications on the left who were writing about Hunter Biden over the summer. And CNN was talking about it. And MSNBC was talking about it. The Hunter Biden issue was not something that Breitbart was focusing on. It was not something that National Review was focusing on. I mean, it might have, but it wasn't the same intensity. But let's break down Hunter Biden, shall we? Because I think it's pretty interesting how the guy made a living. I always think about how people make a living in life. Always think about what other career choices could have been made for people. So New York Post has a story today, and it's, I'll share this with you. It says, wherever Joe Biden went, actually yesterday, his son Hunter cashed in. Our buddy David Harsanyi writing this. Whether or not Trump's conversation with Zelensky rises to an impeachable offense, the American people have legitimate reasons to be curious about both issues, and especially the Biden family's blatant conflicts of interest abroad as Joe Biden seeks the presidency. Biden has been leading the Democratic field. The central case for his candidacy rests on the supposedly exemplary work he did as a senior member of Team Obama. Well, in 2016, acting as the Obama administration's point man in Ukraine, the vice president, unlike Trump, openly threatened to withhold $1 billion in American loan guarantees if the embattled nation didn't fire the country's top prosecutor, Viktor Shokin. As Biden later bragged, quote, I looked at them and I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bee, he got fired. I played you that clip. I'm sure you've heard it by now. Harsanyi writes, most of the media assure us, though, by the Democrats' new standards, this kind of intimidation constitutes a flagrant abuse of power. Biden's reasons for threatening Ukraine were chaste. Because you've heard that point, too, right? I've heard this so many times. The world community wanted this prosecutor fired. It was Obama administration policy. Nothing new here. Move along. But simply repeating that talking point doesn't make it true. Granted, the prosecutor was a shady character. Yet at some point, he had been investigating Burisma, the largest gas company in Ukraine, which also happened to be paying Hunter Biden $50,000 a month as a board member. By coincidence, Hunter had landed this cushy gig in a foreign country only a few months after the Obama administration began dispatching his father, Joe, to the very same foreign country on a regular basis. There was, of course, absolutely nothing in Hunter's resume to indicate that he would be a valuable addition to foreign energy interest. He didn't speak the language. And he had no particular expertise in the energy industry. Oh, he did have one thing, though, his last name. I suppose, Harsanyi writes, that isn't entirely fair. Hunter once ran a hedge fund with his dad's brother, James Biden, and associated with a notorious Ponzi schemer. James would go on to snag a job as executive vice president of a construction company despite having virtually no experience in the field. And only a few months into his tenure, the company would win one of its biggest contracts in its history, a $1.5 billion deal to build affordable homes in Iraq. By pure happenstance, Joe was also the Obama administration's point man in Iraq at the time. Funny how these things work out. Liberal reporters who are framing Trump's conversation with the prime minister of Ukraine as the most perilous threat in the Republic's history have shown little curiosity about Biden's dealings with the Ukrainian government. Many media personalities, in fact, have rallied to Biden's defense, calling any intimation of wrongdoing a smear. Chuck Todd of NBC called this merely a distraction. CNN called questions into the former vice president's actions baseless. Others, of course, have thrown up the guilt of the grieving father. We have no way of knowing if any of this is true, according to the New York Times. Hunter's work for Burisma had prompted concerns among Obama administration State Department officials because it undermined diplomacy in Ukraine. Was Biden really the only person available to pressure Ukrainian officials while his son was raking in the cash? Does anyone really believe Biden's claims that he never once spoke to his 49-year-old son about business in the 2 years they spent working in the same country? Now, perhaps Hunter didn't break any Ukrainian laws. That doesn't mean a proper investigation couldn't turn up unethical or dishonest behavior. What we already know is that the Biden family business reeks of cronyism. Cronyism. Let me step back from David Harsanyi's piece for a second in the New York Post and speak to that fact. One of the things that frustrates the hell out of me about politics is that if you're in, you wind up then having your entire family taken care of. Right? So your whole family gets taken care of. You got the, you know, the uncles, the kids, the grandkids, everybody starts cashing in. Everybody's cashing in. The problem, though, of course, is that when they start cashing in and they don't have any experience, you look at it and go, that's privilege. It's called political privilege. That word is thrown around by the woke left a lot. Privilege. How often do you hear that? White privilege. Hear that term all the time. Male privilege. Western European privilege, blah, 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 privilege. Privilege, privilege, privilege. We hear it all the time. What about political privilege? Meaning that if I'm a congressman, I'm a senator, I'm vice president, I'm president, my whole family's taken care of. They're all going to cash in on it. Because if my idiot nephew needs a job, I can make sure my idiot nephew gets a job. Whether it's working in some low-level agency somewhere or it's getting a consulting gig somewhere. It's called political privilege. And I think it makes people very, very angry. I really do. I think it makes people very angry. I think it's one of those things that drives people nuts. It's something they get that we don't. They get that little perk and I don't. I got to actually go to work every day. The alarm goes off at 4 a.m. and I'm cranky. I don't get to sit on a board making 50 grand a month, logging in on Skype to go check in on my fake Ukrainian energy company job. You know what I mean? Because my dad's VP. It's political privilege. And whether or not this is impeachable or not, step back from that for a second. How does this play on the campaign trail when Joe Biden runs around the country going, I'm Mr. Blue Collar. Look at me. Scranton. I'm like you. I'm working class Joe. Hey. Hey, everybody. It's just me. Working class Joe. And then you look at him and go, how does that work when you're a really rich guy and your son's rich and your whole family and you're profiting off of politics? How does that make you blue collar, steel mill, Scranton, union loving, working class Joe, lunchbox Joe or lunch pail Joe or whatever the hell other nicknames they give him? How does that work for you, guy? You know, you rip the veneer off that and you go, this guy's like every other guy who goes into politics with no money and no talent, no intelligence, and winds up getting out being a multi-millionaire. There's so many of them that do that. Bernie Sanders is another one. You know, goes in, poor socialist, comes out rich, four houses in Vermont. But focus on Biden just for a second here. For Joe Biden running around, comes to places like Scranton, goes outside of Pittsburgh, and he's like, I'm just like you. Somebody hand me my lunchbox. And they go, you know, I can't get my son a $50,000 a month job consulting in a country where I happen to be the liaison for that country. See, I don't, well, you and I don't really connect on that point. I remember this early on in the campaign. It was 2015. I guess it was, I don't know, maybe the fall of 2015. And something occurred to me about Donald Trump. You know, he is a billionaire. And we used to joke back then, we being the people that didn't work on the campaign, he's a populist billionaire. It's what we used to call him, populist billionaire. Trump doesn't pretend to be a guy who rolls up his sleeves and gets his hands dirty and goes to it. Trump is a guy who is proudly a billionaire, who has gold everything, limos and helicopters and planes, and his name in gold and lights, and he does not pretend to be anything different, right? He doesn't pretend to go and roll up his sleeves and sit down and pull out his thermos and pour a cup of coffee and sit next to a guy, a blue-collar guy, and go, I'm having a tough day like you, buddy. Hope we can make it to lunchtime. Trump is Trump, and he just it wears that on his sleeve. I am a over-the-top, exuberant billionaire, but I'm fighting for the working guy. But Biden pretends he's the working guy. See, that's the difference. Trump doesn't fake it. Trump's not like, you know, I'm hammering nails. Trump goes, hammer my nails. I'll be up in my office on the 26th floor overlooking the city, my empire. With my gold-plated Diet Coke stand. That's me, all right? But Joe, no, he's like, hey, I'm just like you. Look at me, I scratched my finger today. You have taken away the biggest thing that Joe Biden had going for him in the race, which is that he's just this regular average Joe fighting for the working guy because he's just like them. No, he's not. He's a guy who's a pig, who's knee-deep in privilege like so many other pigs in Washington, D.C., running around, feeding off the trough of public dollars, getting richer, enriching their family members, and everything else. And you know what? The blue-collar guys and gals see right through it. They see right through it. This Ukraine thing is so bad for Joe Biden on so many levels, which is also why the Democrats are going to drag this out as much as possible.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.